All right, it's the top of the hour. You are listening to WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio, great radio, and everything in between. Emma is leaving the building. Any wise words you want to espouse?
Happy Friday. Don't commit election fraud.
Yep, I'm not going to reference what we're talking about, but it is one of the most hilarious cases of university politics I think you'll ever find. On that subject, though, speaking of university, I'm almost done. Woo, hoo wee. I know I've been talking about this pretty much every episode now, for that matter. But today's episode, this is kind of whatever, frankly. I don't really know. We're going to figure that out. But before we begin, of course, I need to get set up because I was yapping it away with Emma. So I'm going to play a little short PSA because that's very important. There's a lot of different campus causes you guys should know of. I think today, what am I feeling? All right, we'll do Lyme disease. I'll be back in 1 minute.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
Thank you so much to the University of Maryland Health Center for that very, very important PSA. I say this every episode, but I know people with Lyme disease, and it's not something you want, because if you get bit by a tick and you can't eat red meat for the rest of your life, it's going to be a sad, sad existence. So just stay vigilant. Weather's getting warmer. Weather's getting way, way, way nicer. So if you're outside, just make sure you check. And if you do happen to get bit, just to follow proper protocol. And check out the University of Maryland Health Center for any help therein. All right, so today we are on episode 13 of, I think, the 15 I am granted in my semester, my final semester of undergrad. And today I just wanted to kind of focus on chui, warmth, and question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, which is basically what I just put in the playlist description. But really just, you know, music that is kind of warm, kind of reminiscent, kind of angsty in a way. There's really not a full theme to this, guys. I'm sorry. I made this playlist not too long ago, and I was just, you know, just feeling the music that I put onto it, because I think it's a pretty good collection. So today I'm not going to talk too much. I don't have anything super insightful to say. I'm just talking about my life, because big whoop, I know. Life is wonderful, I guess. Life is wonderful. Lots of curiosity. Celebrated the four-month anniversary with me and my girlfriend. I know counting month anniversaries is kind of corny, but why not? So we had a really good ramen place, played some chess on the balcony. She accidentally ended up knocking off a chess piece from the balcony, and bear in mind we were seven floors up in her apartment, so it was fun looking for that, but ended up finding it, so don't fear, all is good in the world. So I'm gonna get started. I'll come back in a little bit. I think I'm around track four or something. So first things first, we're gonna get started with Gang of Four, Nocturnal Habits, Unwound, and then I'll explain a little bit about that, and I'll be back after that. So this is Y Theory by Gang of Four. This is off their album Solid Gold, which I don't really say it's solid gold. I'm kind of ambivalent towards it, to be frank. I think it's a little bit too anxious for me, but still a splendid album and something worth listening to. So we're getting into this. Enjoy.
Opinions. Where do they come from? Each day seems like a natural fact. And what we think changes how we act. We've all got opinions. Where do they come from?
Distant thunder from the east. Won't disturb the morning calm.
This just seems like a natural fact. But what we think changes how we act. Change ideas changes what we do.
Too much thinking makes me ill. I think I'll have another gin. A few more drinks, it'll be alright.
Each day seems like a natural fight. And what we think changes how we act.
Like a natural fact. Each day seems like a natural fact. Each day seems like a natural fact. Each day seems like a natural fact.
We'll be right back.
You may notice vocal similarities here. I'll explain after. But wonderful, wonderful song this is. Hooey. That was, if not a bit obvious, Love's a Demon by, actually it's not Love's a Demon, it's Demons Sing Love Songs by Unwound, off their album Leaves Turn Inside You. Wonderful album. I usually spin it during the fall, but during winter it always, or not winter, during summer it always gets some spinning, so we transition into the summer months, I just have to. I mentioned how there's similarities that, you know, in vocals that I may have wanted to mention, and it's primarily because the vocalist there, Justin Trosper, is also the vocalist in Nocturnal Habits, which was the second song we played, Echophilia. It's one of their newer projects. I think it started in 2016, I'm pretty sure. And same drummer, actually, Sarah Lund. She does drum lessons, funny enough. But it's just really interesting hearing his voice during the years, because when they made Leaves Turn Inside You, I mean, he, in his young 20s, and, you know, Nocturnal Habits is 20 years down the line, nearly half a decade, or more than a decade, frankly. So it's just, you know, really cool to see artistic growth and artistic change. I haven't listened to the full Nocturnal Habits album yet, to be frank. It's called New Skin for Old Children, but that song is just really strong, and I've been liking it a lot lately. So as we move on, we're going to start kind of entering the twee kind of side of things, or more the indie side of things. This album right here, I Heard That Noise, came out April 18th, so about 2 weeks ago now. And in my quest to, in my indefinite quest, frankly, to stay hip to the youth, this one I've not really heard yet either, but I was listening to it earlier while making the playlist, and I found, you know, this song is pretty good. This guy, Quickly, he really seems to invoke a lot of, like, a really combinated version of, like, Sufjan Stevens, the Microphones, maybe some beat happening in there, and all we're playing today, to be frank. But yeah, just really interesting album, really interesting sounds that you're going to hear. And this song right here, I Punched Through the Wall, is a really good encapsulation of that. So after that, we're going to go to Maybelline, who I've been enjoying a lot lately. I'll talk about them a little bit. Beat happening. Then we're going to transition again to the more folk side of things. So this is I Punched Through the Wall, and I haven't done that, but I think Quickly did.
Thank you.
That was The Art of Fun, parentheses, Raj, by A Year in Your Garden. Or, well, off the album A Year in Your Garden, by Colm. I don't know too much about them, to be honest. I've been listening to them for a few years now, because they're always really good to just chill back and mellow out to, as you know. So it's a really good sleeping album of mine. And that song right there is just splendid, absolutely splendid. Past three, of course, was that one, Dave Bixby's piece, and then Beat Happening in My Memory. Dave Bixby's a really interesting character because a portion of his life he spent in a cult, came out of the cult, wrote all this music, but also wrote it while he was in it, I'm pretty sure. I kind of forget the specifics around it, but compelling biography. I really recommend looking into it. So for the rest of today, we're nearing the 30-minute mark. We're going to chill out quite a bit. This right here is Dada Ma's Limbo Swing off their album This Is Not a Dream. I played a song of theirs last week, actually, or probably around the same time stint, funny enough. And over this past week, I was like, you know what? I really liked that song. Might as well really listen to the album. And I have a habit of rating a lot of the music that I listen to and reviewing it. I'm not going to give up where or how I do that, because absolutely not. But through that process, like, I listened to the, in totality, and I was just absolutely blown away. I mean, probably one of the best albums I've ever listened to be honest. I've listened to a lot of music, obviously, so it was certainly, like, a really big blessing to just have my ears so rejuvenated again. It's just absolutely wonderful. I think the album, to describe it, is, like, a mix of the Velvet Underground's Sister Ray, and then just, like, you know, kind of the twee of Beat Happening, and it's a mixing board of everything under the sun. And it came out, if I understand correctly, back in 1995. So it's the influences are really worn on their sleeves. Very underrated still, quite underground. I mean, on Spotify, they only have 1,500 monthly listeners. Most of the songs now are nearing, soon near like 100K on the streaming. But I've never heard of them. I've never heard of anybody who knows them. So it's kind of like my little well-kept secret right now. But obviously, by me playing it today, it's not very much of a secret anymore. But making into it. We just have a few more songs of this type. After this is Arthur Russell and some McClow. Then we're going to close it out with Blue Iverson and the Fishmans. So it's going to be a pretty mellow day, I would say. It's a pretty mellow week, pretty bittersweet. So we're going to get into this. This is Limbo Swing by Dada Ma. And then after that, I'll see how the math maths, and I may or may not be back. So this is Dada Ma, Limbo Swing. Thank you. So I just realized that the entirety of this episode, I've been putting the playlist into Spinatron, it's what we use, on the wrong account. So I was signed into Sebastian's account. So shout out Sebastian. I definitely just screwed up your show for whenever you have your next one. I'm actually talking to him right after this because he's funny enough my grad TA. So we're literally going to be talking in about 20-ish minutes. I don't know what is in store. We're going to find out. But up next, I can tell you what is in store, at least music-wise. That is, of course, Arthur Russell's That's Us / Wild Combination off his album Calling Into Context. He made this pretty late into his life, I believe, before, of course, he fell off this mortal coil. But it's a wonderful song. It's very sweet. And I found it kind of fitting to the theme today. So on that note, after I type when I'm typing, because got to catch up to this. Whoopsies. We're going to go from there. So enjoy Arthur Russell's That's Us, and enjoy Okluz Choke Enough.
Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, I just wanna be wherever you are. Hard as that can be, it's never too hard. It's hard love to see by its own light. Love inside of me, it's working at night. Seconds before I see in the dark, yeah. I can turn this time that I assume coming to seconds to this time. Such fun to be with. It's a big old world, but nothing in it. I can't wait to see you in another minute. It's a wild combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild, it's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. It's a wild combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild. It's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. That's it. Before we got there, that's only time. Before we got there, that's it. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, for a prize, push up and be part of it all. Surfing, swimming. It's a wild combination. It's a wild, it's a loving thing. It's a talk, it's a talk. Before we got there, that's more in time. Before we got there, that's
dance floor in town before you shop there. Dance floor in town before you shop there. As you may on so timer. Could get better mileage. That's you in the pool, swimmer. What a winner you peek out. That's us before we got there.
Oh, Christmas card and take a photo. And if I choke up now, how will this life grant me the space? Oxygen's level down. Or will it bring me face to face? But if I choke up now, then I just come back home to say, all the moon's again.
That was, of course, the late but the very, very great Shinji Sato from The Fishmen's song Night Cruising off their album. Why is that escaping me? It's off Something Camp, Coochie Camp, or no. Oh my gosh, I'm forgetting. Okay, oh well. But thank you guys so much for listening today. I've been your host, Kyle, every Friday at 12. What's going on? I think I have one or two more episodes in me, then I am officially done my undergraduate career, especially as my as undergraduate career and being a college DJ, so it's a little bit surreal. But thank you guys so much for coming out. Up next, we have 10-Day Forecast with Chris and his friends that I always conveniently forget the name of. It's going to be a hoot and a holler, though. It's wonderful outside, absolutely spectacular. So make sure you go outside, spend some quality time with your friends, family, etc. I know I am tonight. There's quite a bit of fun to be had. So hope you guys are all safe, wonderful, and blessed. And thank you guys so much for listening. I'll be here next week. I'm going to get out in here a little bit early, so listen to the No Dab, and then 10-Day Forecast. So y'all have a good one. Thank you, as I said, and I will be here soon. So have a good one, guys. Adios.
Shine.